How y'all doing out there? Hope everyone had a great day today, full of productivity. If you listen to my Morning Motivation Tuesday Trauma, I hope it puts you in a mindset to get shit done. Be productive, stop procrastinating. Attack life, be offensive, stop being defensive, stop waiting for shit to happen. You make shit happen. This evening, man, I'm straight talking about education. That's what I do in the evenings. The morning is the spark plug. It's the jump start. The evening, shit, I'm going to just keep that engine running. You know, my sole purpose as the Wall Street Trapper is to educate y'all about the stock market, yo. We need to learn this. It's imperative. So right now what I want to talk about is educating yourself about a company before you invest in them. One of the first things you want to do when investing in a company is you want to do some homework on them. You want to know how they're running. You want to know are they growing. You want to know if they have more cash than debt. That is major. You want to know how a company treats its employees. What is that company's reputation? It's the same thing like a human being. When you're dealing with a person, you kind of do a little homework on them. You want to see what their past look like. That way you don't have no surprises with their reputation for. If they have a good reputation, then it kind of lets you lean towards that person a little bit more because you know they're known for being a stand-up person. Same thing with a company. You dealing with a person, you want to know how he treat people, how he treat his mama, how he treat his sisters, how he treat his brothers, how she treat her friends. Same thing with a company. How does that company treat their employees? That's important because if a company doesn't treat its employees well, you have a problem now. Because if no one wants to work for you or if people come in to work for this company just to get a check, that means a lot can go wrong. And you don't want to never deal with a company that's solely about money. So you want to deal with companies that are giving back, that are trying to solve problems in the world, in the economy. That's why two of my favorite companies to invest in is Microsoft and Apple. Apple spent about $3 billion on customer health packages, incentives for employees. Employee health packages, incentive for employees, and they give a lot. Microsoft, my second favorite. We already know that Bill Gates just gives money away. He already signed a clause that say like when he die, he's giving away like 95% of his money. The only reason that Jeff Bezos, the dude who owns Amazon, has surpassed Bill Gates as the richest man in the world is because Bill Gates gives away about $6 billion a year. Easy. But that's why these companies ain't going well for a while. People love to be attached to good givers, companies that give. They mean a lot. Investing in the world, investing in society, investing in poor countries. These are the type of companies that's going to be here for a while. So it's good to invest in these type of companies. It's good to see that the companies that you want to invest in are doing these things. Listen, if you invest in a company off name alone, I promise you, you're going to lose money. I remember I invested in Ford when I first got in, right? I think this was one of my biggest mistakes. I invested in Ford off name alone. Pure name alone. Man, that's Ford, man. They always going to be around. And then what I didn't realize is Ford had a lot of stuff going wrong. A lot. Tesla is leading the car game right now with these electric cars. They're setting the tone. They're turning over a new wave, and if people are not keeping up with that, then they're going to sink. So while Ford stock was plummeting, a couple months later, I read Ford is discontinuing all cars in the U.S. except for two cars as of 2019. So that means Ford gonna stop making cars in the U.S. They bringing it elsewhere, except for two cars, which is probably gonna be the F-150. So for me, Ford was a bad pick. I can't speak on anyone else. So what I'm saying is, don't invest in companies of your sheer name. Just think if you had invested in Toys R Us a year ago, thinking it's all good just because as we grew up, all we knew was, I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid, right? Sheer name alone, not knowing a whole while, they on verge of going out of business. Amazon and Walmart and places like that, eBay putting them out of business. And what happened this year? Toys R Us going out of business sale. Don't invest in companies of sheer name alone. Do some homework. Do some research. Listen, you don't have to sit in front of a computer all night. You can get on Yahoo Finance, type that company name in, go to the balance sheet. It'll say that. Go to the income statement. You want to see if a company has more income than debt. You want to see if the revenues are growing. You want to see if the profits are growing. A company that is steady growing means a company that is doing good. Even if it's a 5% growth, 3% growth, if a company is consistently making profits and doing good, that's a good sign. You want to look at a company, see if they have low debt. Some companies can have high debt, but also have high profits, depending on how big the company is, the high revenues. Know that revenues and profits are two different things. Revenues is the total money that came in. Profit is the what they make after you take bills and things like that out. So you want to make sure a company has more profit, a consistent profit. You want to make sure a company has more cash than debt, right? You want to make sure a company has a good reputation. You want to know that the employees that work for that company are pleased and they are willing to come back. Are they writing good reviews about this company? These are the things you want to know. Because all it takes is for one good scandal to happen and the company profits and share prices can soar. So, but if a company has a good reputation and they're doing good, they're treating their employees good, that means they have a good work environment. These things tend to not happen with companies like that. This is why these things are important. Remember, on this platform of the Wall Street Trapper, I am here to cover minor details to the largest details. I want us to be prepared to invest in these companies. My goal, my agenda is to switch the narrative. I want us to realize and understand that we can build wealth. We can create generational wealth, but we have to make the sacrifices now. Education. Educating yourself about the companies before you invest in them. Don't go off what somebody else told you. Don't go off what I told you because I say I like Apple and I like Microsoft. Go do some homework on Apple and Microsoft. It's always good to do your own research. That way, you can't blame nobody else. It's your money. Educating yourself about a company is key. Listen, I'm not going to hold you up too late. I want to hit you with PowerPoints, things that you can think to, things that you can go reference right quick. I appreciate the love y'all been showing me. Follow me on Instagram, wall_street_trapper. If you aren't following me, I appreciate the love. If you haven't heard the other podcasts from yesterday, please go listen to them. Monday Mayhem, Pay Yourself First. And this morning, I did Tuesday Trauma. Tune in the morning. I'll be doing Wednesday Wisdom. It's going to be real dope. I have something for y'all on that. Leave a comment. Leave a message. Let me know what you think. Peace.